Lord's got a word. I want to minister prophetically to you. God just kind of singled you out, so I know God has something for you, okay? Father, I thank you for Rick. Oh, and by the way, it's the red button, right?
Yeah.
What we do is here at the Nest, they'll put the words up on the website so you can always pull them down. So it's the red button, right? I used to be an engineer, believe it or not. These things always drive me crazy. No, I don't. I'm not going to say that. I know. I said this. There we go. Okay. Lord, I thank you for Rick, for the call of God that's on his life. Thank you, Father, for the new thing that you are doing. Father, I bless him, and I thank, Lord God, that you are extending your hand. I see you walking, Rick, down a road, kind of like you want to go somewhere. I see the Lord take his hand and grab you and change direction. Now you're going another way. It's like a 90-degree turn. I hear the Lord say there's a major turn that's going to happen in your life very, very shortly. You're going to be walking one way. You have your mindset on something you want to do, but God is going to flip you around, and you're going to be going another way. But now I see you in the end. You're going to come back to where you wanted to go, but just a different way. God says it's a journey you're going to take, and God's going to show you different things in this journey that you would have missed had you've done it this way. But God wants you to do it that way. God's going to do everything. You just need to be ready that when he moves you, not everything that happens is bad or for a wrong reason. God is going to go in there and show you, listen, I want you to do this. And then God's going to move you a couple times. And in this process, God's going to speak to you a bit more and a little bit more. And you're going to be able to discern the voice of God because God wants you to hear his voice. And I see you walking. I see you come to this place. And I see X marks the spot. And I see you begin to dig. And I see you opening up. There's a treasure that's coming out. And I see the thing open up. And it's something that you were not expecting. Obviously, you know, when you open up a treasure chest, you expect a treasure. But it's not. I see you in the treasure box. You're going to find out who you are in God by the time this is all over. There's a way, it's almost like, do you have this concept of who you are? God says, I don't see you the way I see you as something different, something totally, completely different than what you think you are. You are special to God. You do matter to God. And you're going to see that by the time this is all over, you're going to find yourself in that. And I see you look in the mirror, now you're reflecting the face of Christ. I see Christ reflecting right in your face. I see people looking at you, and they're drawn to you because they can see Christ in you. God's going to do a work, and he's going to rearrange your heart. I see God taking like a little jigsaw puzzle and rearranging your heart a little bit. God's going to pull here, pull there, stretch here, put it all back together. And all of a sudden, you're going to have the heart of God. All of a sudden, you're going to begin to cry and weep like you've never cried before. You're going to be very sensitive to the things of God, to the voice of God. And all of a sudden, people will look at you. They're going to see just the sweetness of Christ in you. And they're going to be attracted to you, and you're going to be able to share the gospel with them. And really manifest the love of the Father in a new way. You're going to be inundated with a flood of the Father's love, and you're going to be able to pour that out to others. Many shall be those that you raise up in me, says God, for I've called you to be a father in the Spirit. I see you discipling, and I see you mentoring. I see these people that others would cast away, and I see you bringing them right in. Because even though the society would say, yeah, these guys are useless, they're no good, they're thieves, they're criminals, whatever, I see you pulling them because you see something inside them that other people miss. I see God putting like goggles on you. Like you can see right through the heart into something. It's a treasure. God is depositing these people that society would just you know, dispel them. But no, you bring them out. See, you know, there's something in it. And you work in it. I see you working. I see you working this. And all of a sudden, I see them growing like a flower. And you're going to find the treasure and the diamonds in the rough, the treasure that's inside these people that God's going to send to you. Those that society would just cast away, they're going to gravitate to you. And you're going to find the beauty in them and the giftings in them. And I see them coming around you. And they'll be sons for life. Because of what you see and the way, just the time you spent raising them up, because something you saw in them that other people have cast them out, you saw something in them, you took the time to pour into them, and I see them being sons for life, says the Lord.